for listening to the Widnes Rugby Chat podcast, available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom and widnesrugby.com.
On this week's show, we catch up with Tim Sheens and Logan Tompkins following the cup win against Oldham, as well as looking ahead to the trip to Dewsbury. Welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 41. Thanks as always to sponsors Musical All Sorts, PD Law Solicitors, Arnold Gorse, Financial Management and Deal the Jewellers. It is, of course, a year since the club was saved from administration. There is an event on Friday night that's being run by Whistle, so if you can get down and support that, please do. Thanks to John Lawless and Adrian Jackson as well. They've submitted interviews with Logan Tompkins and Tim Sheens. They'll follow very shortly. I was on commentary for Widnes TV at the weekend with James Chapelow, so if you haven't already, please do subscribe to Widnes TV so you can watch the full game there. A comfortable win for Widnes, who led 30-0 after 20 minutes. Oldham rallied, in fairness to them, and give it a dig for the whole game. Widnes eventually running out winners in the end, hitting the half century of points. I suppose the only blot on the copybook was Danny Lantry's try in the very last minute, but a routine win for Widnes, and it puts them in the hat for the next round of the Challenge Cup, where they will face Swinton at home. So with all due respect to Swinton, a very winnable game there, and then you're through into the sixth round if you win that one, and that's where the remaining Super League teams come in. I was actually looking at Widnes' Challenge Cup record. Obviously skewed somewhat because we've been in Super League, but it is a long time since Widnes went out in round five. Actually, 2011 was the last time Widnes went out in round five, and we've made a couple of quarterfinals and of course that one semi-final. So you never know if you can win Swinton, maybe get a good draw in round six, might be able to sneak in a surprise quarterfinal as a championship team. And I would imagine that if we were to get a Super League team, perhaps at home, certainly a lower Super League team, perhaps, then it might even be a contender for being televised, which would be a boost for the club. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves thinking about that. Really enjoyed the company of Jay Chapelow over the weekend. He played 30 games last season, so a bit alien for him to miss so many games as he has done at the start of the season. He is hoping to be back in contention for Sunday's game against Dewsbury, which is a 6:15 kickoff on the Our League app. Widnes, I think, unbeaten in the last five trips to Dewsbury. One of those was a draw. A game that Widnes really should be expecting to win, although Dewsbury did pull off a win against Halifax in the league recently, so not to be taken easy. It'd be interesting to see how the fans respond to a 6:15 kickoff as well. There've been a few murmurs and frustrations about that, but obviously the RFL are going down the road of getting games on the Our League app, and as such, the kickoff times have been changed. We've also got late kickoffs when we play Halifax away and York away. So we'll see how that affects the travelling numbers. I was thinking if Dewsbury, the clubs don't really get any value or any money back for being on Our League. Obviously, if 200 fewer Widnes fans travel, and that's obviously costing Dewsbury a good few £1,000. So hopefully it all works out in the end for the clubs involved. There's not really any other injury news to report. I know Jake Spedden missed the game against Oldham. To be fair, I thought Joe Edge did really well in his absence. To be fair, Joe Edge played on the left centre and they moved Roby to the right. I think Joe Edge has certainly done enough to probably make that left centre spot his own. I think I'd probably, based on Sunday's game, play Edge there ahead of Roby if Spedding does come back. Dion Cross went over for a fourth try in as many games as well. So, encouraging signs. You could see the noticeable difference of having Danny Craven back in there as well compared to Deck Patton from the week before. So hopefully he can stay fit, because clearly he's a pivotal part of the Widnes team. Craven put his hands up and kicked pretty much everything against Oldham, which was a contrast to the first game of the season, where Matty Smith had actually taken on the mantle of kicking, and he kicked very well in the away game at Oldham. But It seemed to be Danny Craven leading the way. And good to see Jack Johnson as well getting a couple of tries, because I find that he seems to struggle to get some ball on that side, partly, I think, because Roby at centre perhaps doesn't create the opportunities that Johnson needs, as opposed to what Edge did. But also because Widnes seemed to prefer going to the right-hand side as well. So good to see Johnson, because he's definitely got some pace, and if you can get him in open field, he'll score plenty of tries. So there was a few question marks over the Dewsbury match, because Dewsbury's game at Whitehaven in the Challenge Cup was postponed last week. Now, the RFL have been effectively cancelling league games to get the replays done, but I believe that because Whitehaven have got Toulouse at home in the league this week, with all the flights and the logistics involved with the French team, that they couldn't cancel that game. So that meant that Widnes' game against Dewsbury goes ahead as planned. Typically, it is Widnes who are due to play Whitehaven next week, so I wouldn't be surprised if that game was to get moved. But of course, still awaiting some sort of official confirmation for that. Dewsbury, understandably reluctant to go to Whitehaven in midweek at such short notice, especially with part-time players having to get out of work and such as well. So we'll see whether there is some movement with that game. But that's it from me for now. We'll cut in to the interviews with Tim Sheens and Logan Tompkins.
Well, Tim, in many ways a comfortable enough afternoon, and give you lads a chance to let the hair down a little bit and play some expansive rugby.
Yeah, that probably let us down in the second half, actually. They tried to be too expansive and not play to pattern and play to what we'd practice. The first half we did brilliantly and got the results. Kicked really well also, Danny Craven in particular, Smithy as well. Losing Smithy probably wasn't the plan, obviously, and I was going to play Joe at fullback again and bring Jack up to hooker. But obviously that he went up to hooker, but Joey had to go on and play for Smithy. So I'm not sure if that'll be any more than a week, if that. But it was just enough of a twinge that he couldn't shake it off, so I didn't want it to become a major issue. Couple of bumps and bruises here and there, but other than that, we came through reasonably unscathed.
Danny Craven back after his injury, and again, showed his class, I thought, today.
Yeah, Danny, we missed Danny last week. That's no reflection on young Declan, who came in on one training session, whereas Danny's trained with us from day one, he and Smith and young Joey Lyon. So we probably lacked that little bit more cohesion. But again, you know, with respect to our opposition today and us also, neither of us are in London's category just yet. So, you know, today's game, I think both sides would struggle against London still. We've got a lot of room to make up, to bring them back to get to their standard. So, but it was it is what it is, as you say over here. You play who's in front of you, and you've got to play the conditions, all the other things. And I thought we played well today in patches, particularly first half.
I thought both Kenny Baker and Dion Cross on the wing, he's done well for you all season, actually, Dion Cross, hasn't he? Not just to finish there either. He's got some a few strings to his
bow. He sure has. Mm. He's got, you know, flank speed, you know, show that. He's got size. He caught a kick there today that was brave to the nth degree, running forward into the teeth of it and did it well, finishes well, still raw, still positionally, we're still working on his game, and he just laps it up, you know, he listens, he's a pleasure to work with. Kenny Baker's exactly the same. Kenny appreciates everything he's getting, because he's been down in the divisions, never played up here. And whatever he's given and whatever we tell him, he absorbs it, does well. Couldn't believe when I saw him in pre-season, both boys, to be quite honest, whoever's responsible for the recruitment did a very good job, because it wasn't me. But both lads are better than this division, I believe. Down the track, both lads will play Super League for sure, hopefully with us.
All of them struggling a little bit in the Championship. I don't think that's a big surprise to anyone. And obviously they struggled today in the Cup against you. But I thought there was one or two of the lads who stood out pretty well. Danny Langtree, I thought, second row forward, ran with real vigour and got himself a nice try at the end.
Yes. Look, when we turned over a lot of ball in the second half, we gave them the opportunity and they really grabbed it. They kicked them and got two repeat sets off us down in that corner. Yeah, they did, and one in the first half, so one or two in the first half. So they did really well, and that really burned us up a bit. But to our credit, yeah, we defended it really well, I thought, except for the obviously the last try. But there was some argument that the ball was stripped. But that aside, they took advantage of it and scored the points. We scrambled well on a couple of occasions to stop them from scoring also. So, but we didn't complete anywhere near as well as we did in the first half. I think something like 50% in the second half, which is not good enough. As I say, London or Lee would take us apart. So we've got to do better than that.
What's the feeling been in the camp building up to this game, Tim, in terms of reacting to last week's loss against London? Was it a wake-up call for your players, that?
Yeah, probably you could call it that, I think. The forwards defended much better with a lot more aggression, ran with a lot more aggression. Logan, Mike, you know, was Danny. Danny got me in the match. Logan should have been as good, if not better. He was brilliant in the middle, defended great, had energy, led the forwards around the park in particular. We lost a bit when I replaced him. But he carried injury into the game. I was surprised. I was planning to replace him earlier, but didn't because he was playing so well. But, we've got to... the week was... Talk about was we were embarrassed by last week. Admittedly, there was some opportunist try scored by London. You know, there's one intercept, one drop ball where the winger picked it up and Smithy chip and chasing in the last 5 minutes for a try that went straight through. So, all converted, there's 24 points. So, but I didn't think we were ever look like beating London anyway, so we've got some work to do. And so we talked about that this week. We've got to put our heads down and realise that, the top of the division, the teams that were tipped at the start of the season are definitely the top of the competition, and we're going to have to work hard to bring ourselves up to that level.
You got a first trip to Yorkshire next week to Dewsbury. Widnes couldn't win a raffle in Yorkshire last year. They lost every game, I think, in Yorkshire, every single one. And these sort of places are character tests, aren't they? It's a different type of environment. Yeah, they're always tough, and they'll fancy the chances of turning Widnes over.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've got some bumps and bruises on us too, and I don't think Shane Grady will play due to work commitments and things. So. We'll have to regenerate the team, but I think we'll have Spedding back. Young Joe Edge went really well today in the centre, so he can play second row too, I think. So we'll, I'll use that stat actually, go through last year's games, because if that was the case, we need to pick it up, for our travel games. We want to win all our home games. We've already lost one, but we also want to win it. You've got to win a percentage of away games, so you've got to be prepared for no atmosphere by way of... Although our fans travel reasonably well, hopefully they'll turn out for us next week. But you've got to generate on the field your own atmosphere when you go to away games. And the talk has to be strong and has to be tight-knit, and you've got to be praising each other for the work and chipping each other if you do something stupid, and making sure you keep your focus. And I thought we did that really well today, so we need to take that into next week.
Tim, thanks for your time. Is that
pleasure.
Logan Thompson's role for Wembley for Widnes started today, and a very comprehensive victory against Oldham.
Yeah, we put a few things right that we got wrong last week. We wanted to have a strong performance. We'd beat Oldham before, but we didn't want to fall into a trap of no disrespect to them, underestimating them. But we did well. We stuck to our game plan, which we didn't last week, and the scoreline showed, so we're relatively happy with that.
It's all about building the platform. You certainly did that in the opening 20 minutes.
Yeah, we spoke about that. The first half was good. We stuck to what we wanted to do. Second half, we lost our way a little bit, whether that was because we got a bit too excited because we'd scored a few points and we saw a few more opportunities. So we sort of went away from the game plan. But the first half was promising, and we've not really put in a full 80-minute performance yet. It's still early days, we're still getting used to how each other play, but the first half, we're definitely happy with that, and a bit ropey second half, we fell off our statistics, our game, match management and completions and things like that, but it's a step in the right direction after last week anyway.
Certainly that in mind, but you've still got the 50 points on the board, so it's still a very good performance.
Yeah, definitely, more points the merrier, but we're just going to take it week by week rather than concentrate on the table. We know our opposition now, and we know what we're capable of. We just need to string a 80-minute performance.
you mentioned last week's performance, obviously good for confidence to get back to winning ways today.
Yeah, I think last week we got tested in the middle and won that test quite easily. So it was a bit, me being a, you know, in the front row as a hooker, it was a bit embarrassing really, and we wanted to right a few things. So like I said before, we took a step in the right direction, but we needed to test ourselves a bit. We needed to be quite clinical, which we weren't in the second half, but we was in the first. So there's some positives, but there's a lot of things that we can work on as well, and we'll address those issues next week. And you know, I'm sure Tim will have lots of video for us, and someone like Tim's experience, he sees the game a bit differently than we do, and he can put us right in quite a few places.
Back in league action next week, Tuesday away, Sunday night. It's a bit of a rarity for rugby league, but yeah, it's going to be a different challenge.
Yeah, I think I've only played there once when I was at Widnes a long time ago. It's always a tough place, you know. They were a tough team, quite physical, or they were back then, and it was a pitch where, you know, a physical team will get the upper hand. So we've just got to go there and match it. As long as everyone in their position matches their opposite position, we'll not be far wrong. So we're expecting a really tough game, but we're ready for it. We need to test ourselves against these better teams, no disrespect to Oldham at all, but we need to keep testing ourselves, because we want to be contending in the top four teams in the table. So to be doing that, we need to win these tough games away from home on a daft time on a Sunday night. So it will be a test for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Four games in, how do you feel the Vikings are going?
I think we're doing well. We've got a lot to improve on, but we're, like I say, it's early on in the season. We're not quite gelled completely, but you see glimpses of it. We're scoring really skillful tries, and we are an attacking team, and we've now just started to focus on our defence more. And I think today we did all right. We did let one or two soft tries in, but it's improving week by week. So if we defend well and we're scoring points, we'll be a tough team to beat.
Yourself personally, how have you found the transition from a full-time role to a part-time player?
It's tough, I'm not going to lie. I'm doing a full-time job, leaving the house very early, working all day, then going to training after it, as are quite a few other lads. So it's tough. It's a strange transition. It's a lot to get used to. You know, your workload goes up a bit, but I'm enjoying it. And it's just finding the balance really between work life and playing rugby. So I've not quite found that balance yet, but hopefully I'll get it soon.
I'm sure the fans have been impressed with your performances so far, and they'll be expecting more of Logan Tompkins.
Yeah, I hope so. Wherever I play, I just try and have a big work ethic. I'm not the most skillful or talented player, but I will try hard. So it's done me good so far in my career. So I just try and control what I can control, which is my work rate, and then anything after that is a bonus.
Cheers, Logan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Adrian Jackson and John Lawless for those interviews, and thanks for listening. As always, please do subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever it may be, Audio Boom. Please do leave your comments, leave your reviews, and don't forget to keep it on witnessrugby.com for the forum and all the podcast updates. I'll see you next week.